Let's go to the perimeter on the offensive side. A couple of rookies who you know, you became quite familiar with down in Mobile, Alabama, and that's Shaq Evans from UCLA, who the Jets took in the fourth round, and Jalen Saunders, a small guy, but he really flashed here early in the spring with the Jets. How can they help this team?
Well, it's interesting. They took two receivers who were really cut from totally different cloths. I mean, Shaq Evans is the body beautiful, 6'2", 215 pound. He looks like an NFL receiver. So I think he's a guy that probably plays on the outside, can do some things down the red zone, third down, use that big body to get position and make some key catches that way. I think he'll get excellent training, though, from Eric Decker. They're kind of in the same mold. And then you take Jalen Saunders on the flip side of the coin, 5'8", 155, 160 pounds, but extremely quick, can play in the slot, return, give you something in the punt and kickoff return game, perhaps. And the Jets already have Jeremy Curley, so I think that you'll see some form of mentorship there. But again, you know, I don't think in the NFL now that you can have cookie-cutter wide receivers where they're all the same. I think you need some variety, and if you look at what they did with adding Eric Decker and now these two rookies to go along with Jeremy Curley and some others, now you have a variety of flavors for this offense.
We can't let you go without asking you about the quarterback position. Much publicized, the Jets go out and add Michael Vick in free agency. Do you like where the Jets are headed at the quarterback position? How do you see that plan out?
Well, I think they covered themselves by going and getting a veteran player in Michael Vick. But I think when you look at the Jets, we've heard this word competition. There's a difference between competition and an open competition. And this is not an open competition. The Jets are wanting to steer this ship towards Geno Smith. They're going to give him every opportunity to take the baton and run with it. Now, if he gets to a point where he falters or unfortunately was injured at some point in the year, now they can give it off to Michael Vick, who does not have a history of playing a full season anyway. So in terms of the short-term success, I think Michael Vick is a nice fit with Geno Smith. I think he really has tried to apply himself since he got into the league, you know, as a professional quarterback. And I really think you'll see quite a bit of growth from him this year. You know, he was not equipped with a ton of talent around him from a skill standpoint, but he had a pretty good offensive line. But if this offensive line can hold up as well as I think they can, and they can run the football, that takes some of the burden off Geno, and I think he can have a much better season this year as a second-year quarterback.